daf is daf pei hey. Let's take it from the bottom of pei down and base the two dots. Let's take it from there. So it all continues from the sugya. So the Gemara quotes in the Mishnah. It says kanim levim neherin li yitlu v'chulev. This is going back to the Mishnah on pei gimel and base, which tells us a person says she or he, or referring to the wife, I think it was. They can't take a, if she takes a nether that kanim levim can't get enough from me. They could still take the things against her will. But if she says that these Kohanim Levim can't get Hana from me, then these cannot get Hana, but other Kohanim Levim may take the Truma and Miser from her. So the Gemara now comments, Alma, we see from all this that Tovas Hana ain't a Mamon. That Tovas Hana, the right to choose which Kohen Levi to give it to, is not considered a money. You can't put a monetary value on the ability to give to whichever Kohen you want to give the Truma to, or to whichever Levi you want to give the Miser to. How do we see that? That there's no value to this? So if you look at the Ran on the bottom, three lines up from the bottom, the Ran says, Alma Tovas Hana Eina Mamon Midikatani Dekanim Shinesu Banasan Nolan Trumasam. I say that all Kohanim can't get Hana from me. So now I've separated Truma. No Kohen can get Hana from me. But yet we still paskin the Kohen could take the Truma. So you see, the coin's not getting Hana. There's no Hana that's being taken from me. We can't put a value on the ability for me to give to someone as a monetary value. And therefore, if a coin takes it, there's no loss of money to me, because there's no money to me in the first place.
Well, so we're saying that, let's say there would be Hana. Meaning, because yesterday's daf said that if you can choose whoever you want to, and it's a machlokas, right? Is that what's going on now on the machlokas? If she can choose who to give it to, and that's why, or
it's we want to know if not whether she has a right to, but let's say she does have the right to, is that considered a value? Is that monetary value? Can you place a monetary value on that right? Well, it's a right I have, but it's not money. There's no money involved.
Right.
It's a nice zechus I have. So the Gemara says here the fact that Kohen Levi could take this against my will.
So what is the matana?
The ability to give to whichever coin I want to give to.
Hana is enjoyment. Tova is
favor.
Favor. Favor, enjoyment.
So it's saying, how is it proving that it's not mammon?
So, right, it's not considered, the fact that they could take it is not considered gzela. Tells us that there's no money to it. That I separated Shuma here. Now this Shuma, I have the right to give that Shuma to whoever I want to give it to, whichever coin I want to give it to, but there's no value in that right. It's a right, but you can't put a value, because if there were a value to it, a coin can't come ahead and take it against my will, because then that would be stealing from me. Stealing only comes to if there's a monetary loss.
But a value can come through it. That's why it's not allowed.
Hmm?
A value can come through it. That you have the right to choose which coin or levy to give it to.
That's not, but not monetary value.
No. But some value can come out of it.
So what value are you referring to? Right now we're considering the monetary value. It's a nice thing I have. It's a chos I have.
Monetary is not tangible. What's monetary?
Mammon.
Oh.
There's no din mammonis on this. The fact that I could give this to whoever I want, you can't place a cost on that.
Even though I become friendly with him, and I might do business with him,
right,
because he likes me now, or whatever.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm referring to.
But there's no cost on that. You can't place a value on that. So how do I know there's no value? And the fact that when I take a nether, that no coin could take this chuma, or rather, no coin could get hana from me, and then this I separate chuma, so the coin is allowed to, the Mishnah says, he could take that. Whichever coin wants could take the chuma from me, and it's not considered stolen. He stole my ability to give it to somebody else. No, that's permitted, because there's no value to that. It's a nice thing I have, but there's no value on it. That's what the Gemara concludes. It says at least right now. But then the Gemara says, "Aim a safe." But look at the end of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah told us that Kohanim Elu, Levim Elu. If I say that these Kohanim or these particular Levim, I specify just a few of them that they can't get Hana and Nehen and Li. So Yidlacherim, other Kohanim, who are not also to be other Kohanim, I may give to other Kohanim, Avalahanilo, but not to those who I specified that can't get Hana. Why not? Amatos and not mamon. Why can't they just come and take it from me? Because if they take it from me, it's going to be stealing money from me. That's my right. They stole my right, which has money to them, value to it, and that's stealing. So there are two opposite conclusions you learn from the Mishnah. So the Gemara answered, Amar Rav Hoshaya lo kasha. This is not a problem. There are two different authors from the Mishnah, the Vereish and the Sefer. Ha Rebbe, Vaha Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. Who are they? The Tanya, the Braisa tells us, Hagonev Tvalo Shil Chavera. If I have Tevel, Tevel again is I take my fruit from a yard, I put it into a pile, I have a whole basket of Tevel, which means I didn't take Trumer Meiser from it. It's also for me to eat Tevel. No one could eat Tevel. Someone goes ahead and steals my Tevel. V'achlo, and he eats it. He steals it and eats my Tevel. Mishalim lo demei tvalo divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says he has to pay me back my Tevel, the money that he stole. We'll look at Laurent in a second. But Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, he argues, Eino Mishalim ela demei chulin shabo. He only pays a chulin, meaning you have to subtract the chuma 1/50, subtract the miser 1/10, and whatever you're left with, around, let's say, of 100 apples, you're left with an 89.
Is it a coven that,
regular guy.
Regular guy.
Yeah, but I stole from you. Thank you.
So when he pays me back, did he pay me back the full 100 apples that are all Tevel, or did he pay me back 100 apples minus the 150 Chuma, which is 98, leaves me with, and then minus the 10 for Meiter, leaves me 88 or so. So did he only pay me back 88 of that which was Chulin inside, or he pays me the full amount of Tevel? So what's the Machlokas?
Depending if you need to give Meiser for it or not.
Well, he definitely has to give Chuma Meiser. Before it was stolen, I had to give Chuma Meiser. But those 12 Chuma Meisers, were they mine to pay me back, or they weren't mine? They were the Kohen Levim. So the opinion, we'll see in a second, the opinion who thinks that he has to pay me back the full amount tells me that even those 12, even though I were not going to eat them, I had the right to give them to the Kohen Levi, that it was a monetary value. That's Tovas Anoz Mamonu. So let's see that in the Gemara. My lav, the Gemara says, going on to pay Dalam and Beis, B'Hakam Mifkia, they're not arguing about the following case. The Rebbe, who held, you have to give me back the entire 100 apples, the Rebbe Savar Tovas Hana Mamum. Even though I couldn't actually eat the Chumar Meiser, those 12 apples, it was my right to give it to the Kohen Levi that I chose. So he has to pay me back that money he stole from me. There's Mamum to it. That's Rebbe. And Rebbe is the author of Mishnah, who the second half of the Mishnah, which implies that Tovas Hana is Mamum. But the other opinion in the Braisa is Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, Savar Tovas Hana ain't a Mamun, it's not Mamun. And those 12 he stole, he didn't steal from me. He stole from the Kohen Levi. And he doesn't have to owe me back those 12 apples. Yeah, and that's the other opinion in the Mishnah who holds that Tovas Hana is not Mamun. Yeah.
But what is your obligation for Masot and Tumot?
Whose obligation?
It's not Tova Tana. The guy that...
The Ganav or the farmer?
The farmer.
Yeah.
Meaning he had 100. From that he needs to give 12. Now somebody stole, and Rabbi Yossi said he needs to give back, to pay back 88, right, to the farmer. So the farmer didn't have the schut to give the masot and tumot, because he's not going to give from the 88.
But you, in terms of gezela, you can value that for gezela purposes. Okay, that's the Gemara's initial understanding. But then the Gemara says, "Lo, not true. That's not the machlokas."
When you give it back, it becomes a mutar. It's not tevel anymore. That's the question.
Yeah, because when he's paying back, he's giving apples that are regular apples that are from the supermarket.
Not giving him tevel.
Exactly, not giving him tevel, and it can't turn into tevel.
Right, because it's not his produce.
Exactly.
And it's not my either.
No. Demai is different. Demai is a situation where we don't know if the farmer took mice or not.
You meaning, but if this so it's okay.
Well, assume he bought from
could
a...
Demai, right. But he could be returning from here.
He bought from a kosher supermarket, we know for sure.
Yeah. Because also he's giving him the money, probably.
Okay. Gemara says, lo, that's not the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda, rather between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Lo, the chuli alma tovasana ain a mamun. Everybody agrees, and this seems to be how we paskin. That's what the Gemara, you see that a mishpat aleph takes us to the Rambam Ishus Hilchos Ishus. I'm not sure why it's in Hilchos Ishus, but it sounds like we paskin that tovasana is not considered mamun. So Ella, what's the machlokas between Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda about whether they have to pay the full amount, 100 apples or only 88 apples? Hacha b'matnos shelo hurmo kamithlgi. They're arguing about whether matanos are the gifts, the chumos, maisos, that are not huram, whether they're considered huram, whether they're considered as if they were separated. What does that mean? So let's look at the Ran here. The Ran says, three lines from the top, b'mat nos shelo hurmo kemithlgi. the Rebbe Sava, Rebbe hold, Kaven Shlo Hurmu, Chumos Maisa, since you never separated this pile of apples of Tevel that I had, I never, Hurmu is a lesson of Chuma. It's a action, it's a Nifal, it's really Hufal. Right, you like grammar, right? Hufal. It's Hufal, which is basically a passive tense of Hebrew. It's Hurmu, they were not yet separated, Chumos Maisa were not separated from my 100 apples yet. Havlu Kichulin Shabodulav Kimisha Humur Damyam. They're considered as chulin, since they were not separated as of yet, we view them as being chulin, and there's no chuma and meiser there, since we didn't separate chuma and meiser, we view it really as all chulin, even though I have to take chuma and meiser, but since I didn't do that yet, we view it as 100% chulin. And Rabbi Yossi Savar says, the Ran Kimisha Hurmadam, we view them as being separated already, even though they're not actually separated yet, Vein lo behem klum, u'mishim ha'achi eino mishalem el demei chulin shebo. And we view them as not being there at all. There's no value of those chumos and maisos. So we could say it's a little bit discussed machlokas in a little bit different light, and I think they're connected. When I have tevel here, so do I view when I separate chum and maiser, do I create now chum and maiser that never existed? But before I do that, there's no chum and maiser, or no, chum and maiser is in there somewhere. When I separated these apples, I'm being megala that these are the chumos and maisos that exist in the tevel. Or no, when I separate it, I'm creating it. That seems to be the machlokas here also. It's similar to that question also. Yeah, similar to that question.
Now, this is answering the question on Hagonev Tivlo Shel Chavero. We're going back to our...
back to Hagonev Tevlo Shel Chavero.
You cannot create it. You can only megale it because Truma Zod, it's a mitzvah. So how can you create such a thing?
Why can't you create it? Why not?
You megale that itapuach is a tevel, is a masod. But the fact that there's masked tumut inside it, it's not a chidush. You have to do that.
Just because I have to doesn't mean I'm not creating it. I have an animal, a makdishes animal. I have to bring a chatas. I ate some chaylev. I need to bring a chatas. A makdishes behema. I didn't create that kedusha on the behema.
No, but that you do not have to do.
I have to bring a chatas.
You created that situation to begin with. With tumut and masrot, you didn't.
Myself, also I created, yeah. The fact that I grew fruit and I did it in the proper way, now I've created a situation. That's irrelevant. But even if it's a chiyav, doesn't mean I can't create it. I'm told to do something. I'm told to create something. That's not steer. No, not true.
Okay.
Maybe in Pinimius, you're always being Megala Kedusha. Everything has potential for Kedusha. But in Pashas, there's Machloka. It's definitely Machloka Kedusha. Well, I mean, Megala. Something's awesome with Tevel. Am I being Megala where the Truma is, or I'm creating Truma? It's a Hakira in the Rishonim. It exists. So, again, what we're saying here is that no, everybody agrees that you cannot put a monetary value, you can't put a price on the Tovus Hanah, the right to give, to choose to which Kohen Levi you want to give to. But they're arguing about whether or not this pile of Tevel, we view this as being the Chum and Maaser being separated already.
So according to Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi, if a Kohen would go and grab some stuff, he's stealing from the Baal.
According to Rabbi, since it's not considered a separate already, exactly. Right now, it's
according
right.
According to Rabbi Yossi, if a Kohen comes and he grabs a piece, it's his and there's nothing to say about it.
Well, it's the Kohen's, really. He's taking the coins.
If a Kohen comes. If a Kohen comes and grabs something, Rabbi would say that he's stealing till the Baal divides it.
Right, exactly.
Because he could be taking something that's not his.
Right. Yeah, but according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, the Kohen takes it. The question still might be, the Kohen, I'll just say what you're saying right now. According to Rabbi assumed that if I have 100 apples of Tevel, we don't view this as being separate already. And therefore, if a Kohen comes to take it, he's taking my fruit. That's my fruit that he's taking. According to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, even though I didn't actually separate it, 12 of the fruits here, or at least two of them are Kohen, and 10 of them are Levim. So when the Kohen comes and takes two of his apples, he's not stealing from me, because it's already his.
Right.
But it's not. He might be stealing from other Kohanim, though.
And he might be taking away your Hana, even though it's a Mammon, it's still Hana to give
whoever
you want.
Exactly, he takes from my Hana, but there's no cost to that.
There is no Mammon.
So he's taking from my cost, and he's just taking from my Hana, but he might be stealing from other competing Kohanim. You could debate that, whether or not.
Right.
Okay. But nothing to do at all, but everybody agrees right now, everyone agrees that Tovas Hana is not considered Mammon according to this explanation. So the Gemara now asks V'i, four lines from the top, last word, V'i Tovas Hana, Eino Mammon, if you're assuming that the ability to choose which coin Levi to give to is not considered Mammon, you can't put a cost on it. There's no value to Tovas Hana, Mali Hurmo, Mali Lo Hurmo. And who cares whether or not we view the Chuma as being separate already now or not being separate? What's the difference? Meaning what?
Where did it say that for me?
In the Gemara.
But the case of the Gonev, it's not.
Yeah, the case it is. Do we view Tevel ki'ilu ki'hurmo dami? Are they viewed as if they are?
Okay.
Or do we not? Rebbe Yossi felt that we viewed as if it, even though I didn't actually separate them, we viewed them as if they're separate, and that the 10 and 2 apples are really the coins and levies already. So the Gemara is asking, if we assume Tovasana is not considered money, who cares whether you paskin humu or no humu, not humu? Meaning, the Ron explains, this is four narrow lines down. Mali hurmu, mali lo hurmu. The chayvin de tovas ana ainu mamun. Since you can't place a value on the ability to give to coin I want to, kilo hurmu. Even if I assume it's not hurmu, I view it as not being separate already. My have it. What's the din? What's going on here? Deha psiche batshuma umayis shein lo behen klum. Psiche batshuma is borrowing a Gemara language, I think, in Nida, that the chuman meiser are still somewhat in that pile. And therefore what? Okay, what he's pointing out is, once you assume, the question is really according to Rebbe. Rebbe holds you pay 100. Because Rebbe held, we don't view this as being, as if it's Hurma already. It's not Hurma, I didn't separate it, it's 100 apples of Tevel. So even if you assume there's no value to it, in the end of the day, I'm going to have to give 12 of these away to the Kohanim Levim. So you never took anything away from me. Even though right now we don't view this as being conceptually separate, in the end of the day, when I do separate, I only get 88 of really mine to eat. So why, according to Rebbe, once we assume there's no value to Mammon, I don't care how you view the 12 apples as being separate now or not being separate. Lemaisa, at the end of the day, I'll only have to eat 88. I only get to eat 88.
The bottom line is that he's monetarily, he's not missing anything by the guy returning.
Exactly.
What's
even though right now, it's not the coins,
right.
It's really
it
my...
make a difference.
Practically, I never get
the
answer right.
His bottom line is the same.
Exactly. So Gemara is not comfortable with that explanation.
Sorry,
by the way. Yes. Right. So Ela Gemara says, Hainu Taima the Rebbe. The reason why Rebbe holds I get all 100 apples back, even though I really will only get 88 by the end of the day. The reason why, it's a Knas. Kansei Rabbanan Leganav Kiech de lo Lignev. It was a penalty. They penalized the Galevi. You're right, the Ganav. Even though the Ganav didn't owe all 100, he only owed 88, we wanted to give an additional penalty for stealing. So we pay out a full 100. Even though Rebbe holds that the owner, the farmer, doesn't really deserve all 100, we want to penalize the Ganav.
But why it's a penalty? Because he needs to give the 100, because the 12 needs to go to a canon to
Cohen Levy, right?
Somebody needs to give it. Fine, the guy will keep at the end of the day 88, but that needs to be taken as, you know, so why it's a penalty?
Well, this for the 12, no, it's a penalty because he stole, so we want to just add additional penalty to.
What's the addition here?
12 extra apples.
Why extra?
Because he only really owes 88 to the farmer. The other 12, there's no one coin Levy could claim, oh, that's mine.
You told my. But something is missing here. Something needs to be taken.
But there's no Baal. There's no one to claim it. It's like taking from Hefker. If I steal from Hefker, if I'm stealing from Hefker, you didn't steal from anybody. That's not stealing. 12, these 12 apples, are no one can really claim it. It's supposed to go to some coin, some Levy, but no one could say, oh, that was mine. There's no address to give it
no
to.
Organization, of course.
That's interesting. There's a discussion about called Sheva Kuna Sheva Levi. There's such a concept, like not an organization, but there is such a once I separate Kohen Levi, once I separate Truman, once it's separate, there's something called the Sheva Kohen. I forget how you refer to it in the Gemara. I'm forgetting.
Meaning, I believe that even, you know, there's no such a thing as an independent coin comes and they give it to Beit HaMikdash, and over there they're dividing equally, whatever the
they don't divide is. The way normally I choose who I want to give to, but let's say I separate it and a coin comes and takes it, or someone else takes it, they stole now from Sheva Kuna, from Sheva Levi. Such a concept exists, the Gemara talks about, but we're not even there yet because it hasn't even been separated yet. According to Rebbe, it's not even separate, it's really in the pile of Tevel, and Rebbe doesn't assume, according to this line at least, it hasn't been separate yet. We don't view it as being separate. So Gemara says that now it's a knas. really the God doesn't know anybody because no one could claim it. But we want to just add a further penalty to the ganav. And comes along, the Gemara explains, comes along Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda and says, "Kansu Rabbanan LaBaal HaBayis." No, the other way around, actually. Really, Baal HaBayis deserves all 100 apples, but the Baal HaBayis, the farmer, is getting penalized here. Why? Kiheicha de lolisha de la tibla. In order to prevent him from having to delay his tevel. Why is he leaving tevel around in his house, untithed, and then it shouldn't be happening? Why not? What's the reason why he shouldn't leave it around untithed? Perhaps either because it's not fair to the Kohen and the Levi, they need the money, or perhaps he's going to lead to a tekala. If he leaves out the pile of tevel, he might eat it, or his children might eat it. He wants to prevent that from happening. So in order to make sure you get it done right away, if a ganav steals your tevel, you're going to lose those, have to lose those 12 apples or so.
So they should actually send them around.
To really enforce.
5 days now, okay, go, everybody's got stealing.
To really enforce the penalty.
But the bottom line is that according to Rabbi Yossi, he doesn't lose anything anyways, unless you say that there is another mammon.
You say even this, right? So it's very possible you might have to say that. According to this understanding,
the only way you right. can say that Rabbi Yossi makes sense is if he's another mammon. Otherwise, he's getting back what he was going to get back anyway. There's no class here.
Exactly. So it has to be that he's losing the monetary value of giving out. That's what the Ron says. Very good. So the Ran says, let's go to where it says, Ela Hainu Taima de Rebbe. The reason why Rebbe holds, he gets all 100 apples back, even though 12 of them was not his in the first place, the Kohen and the Levi's, is because he wanted to give an additional penalty to the Ganav. And the Ran explains, Hashta, now, Lomi Bailon, E Isle Tarvayu Tavasana Mamun, O Eina Mamun. Now we're not even dealing with that Shaila, how you categorize, how you value, if you do value, Tavasana. Nothing, that's on the radar. Vi islay tovasana. If you assume tovasana ain't a mammon, that there is no value to the ability to give to whichever coin you want, the Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Huda, Nicha, this all makes sense according to him. Why? Let's see. Why does it make sense? The Rabbi Hainu Taima, the Kansu Rabban Lagana of Lashan Tovasana Shal Trumo Samaisos Labal Bias. I'm not understanding. Oh, I see, right. Vi sphirlay tovasana mammon. If there is mammon to it, there is value to the tovasana. The Rebbe Nicha, this makes sense according to Rebbe. For Rebbe Yosef Yehuda, Hainu Taima, De Eino Mashalim, Ela Demei Tchulin, Shebo Mishum Dekansu Rabbanan, Shlo Yishan Lo Tovasana, Shebechuma Umaisos, because now we're penalizing the Baba, it's like exactly what you said.
Right, so he says, right, okay. So
he's saying a little differently, but...
Right. He's saying like that, he's saying that you can see both ways, that there is... The maskana is that yesh mamon or in another mamon.
Right, no matter how you pass him with regards to that machlokas, it's going to still work out well.
Right.
The machlokas Rabbi Yosef.
The only way you can work is that according to the first part, that Rabbi Kansu only works if in another mamon. And according to, I think he's saying that according to Rabbi Yosef, you can only work it if yesh another mamon. No?
I think the way around. I'll say this out with the way I'm understanding. Let's review for a second. Rebbe holds the opinion is before we explain it. Rebbe holds the Ganav pays all 100 back, right? All 100 back. And Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says you only pay the chulin back, the 88 apples. That's all you pay back. So now, how does it work out within this explanation? So if you assume that there's no value to tovas hana. So we understand why Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds you only get 88 back. Because the other 12, there's no value to it.
And there's no rate for knas.
And the reason for Rebbe, exactly, Rebbe holds is a knas. So even though there's no money to the 12, we're going to penalize the guy and have to pay all 100. If you assume that there is hana for tovas hana is mammon, then it makes sense according to Rebbe why I get all 100 back. Because it's all, there's even the 12 I'm not going to eat, but the 12 was mine to give away. So why, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, do I only get 88 back? Because Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds that there's a kanas that the Baal buys. I get penalized for leaving the tevel over unattended or untied for a few days.
Right.
That's how it works out.
And the only reason it's a kanas is because yesh tovas mamon.
Okay, fine. Then the Gemara offers one last suggestion of this machlokas here, and that's made by Rava. Rava says, Rava Amar, Shiny Chuma. Chuma is different. I'm not sure what he's trying to explain just yet, but Shiny Chuma, the Hainu Taima, the Yitlu Al Karcho. The reason why the Kohanim Levine made, rather the Kohanim may take the truma against her will. Remember, she took the nether that no kohen could get hana from me. And she has this pile of tevel, and the kohen could go ahead and take it against her will. Mishum de truma lo chazi el kohanim. Only kohanim are able to eat truma. The chayvin de cha asir le misra elayu shavir afra ba'alma. Since it's going to be asir on them, it's considered viewed as afra ba'alma, as dirt literally, meaning as hefker. So let's look around for an explanation for what's going on here. The Ran explained, Rava Amar Shani Truma, Kolomar, Kolam Asnizin Isle de Tovasana Mamon. No. Other than, different than what we said before, paskening that there is Mamon. You can place a value to Tovasana. Everyone paskening there is Tovasana. And then when someone steals from the farmer, they're stealing my money. The Seifa Nicha, the Seifa makes sense, which says, the Nicha, the Kohanim Elu Yitlu Acherim. So if the woman says, the wife says that these Kohanim over here can't get Hana, other Kohanim may go ahead and take it. And that we said assume that there was mamon to Tovas Hana. Right, exactly. These Kohanim can't take it. They would be stealing these Kohanim who are usher. They would be stealing because there's mamon, but other Kohanim may take it. The Seifa Nicha, the Resha, the reason for the Resha is the Yitlu Bakar Chas. So why could the Resha take it? If really it's mamon, and I, Aser, all Kohanim from taking from me, so if they steal my Chuma, they're taking my money, why is it permitted Bakar Chas? Mishum the Chuma Lochazi El Kohanim. Shev Shalis Nal Yisrael. I, the farmer, I can't give it to Yisrael. Only Kohanim may eat from this Chuma. Hilkach Kevin de Alayu Shavi Afred the Baalma. Now, therefore, me, the farmer, or anybody else who's not Kohen, this is viewed as an offer. No one can get Hana from this. An offer, V'daf Kirei Lahi Tovasana Sheish Lopat. And now, since I can't give it to anybody, I can't give it to Yisrael because it's also to Yisrael. I can't give it to Kohen because I asked a Kohen for me. It basically becomes Hefker. And once it's Hefker, that allows any Kohen who wants to go ahead and take this Shuma. And that's what the Gemara is explaining.
But I understand, but okay, so that works for the first part of the Mishnah. But the Seifa, she's only answering to some people.
Right, so that's why other Kohanim could give it. The other Kohanim could take it. Because...
in this case, it's not Gafar.
It's not Gafar. And
meaning the first part is Gafar, because once she was Mevatelit, it became Gafar, because she cannot give it to anybody.
Right. The second case is not Afar, but only the second case is that they're taking it against her will.
No,
she
no,
gives it, right.
She gives it to whoever she wants. Right. And that's why, because once she's not Mevatelit, she can give it to anyone.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Not because there is Hana's Mamon or not Hana's Mamon.
Correct. Okay, it seems like there's an interesting kasha in the round here, but I don't know if I have the time for this. Look at the situation, let's say a person takes a nether upon himself that I can't eat this bread. So now this bread becomes usher to me, it becomes hefker. And anybody who wants could basically take this bread because it's hefker to me, the owner.
Right.
That's what he ends up talking about the rest of the round here. That's what it looks like. Seems interesting, but we're running out of time. The Mishnah says now, Koname Shaini Osal Pi Abba takes a nether. I guess she, going back to the wife again. Okay, the wife takes a nether that she cannot get hana from her. She knows al piaba, she won't do anything, rather, based on what her father says. Al piavicha, based on what your father says. Her father, your father, al piachi, al piachicha, my brother, your brother. So she basically asks anything that her parents, or her father, or your father, brothers do, any of their actions. Any yachal hafer, this situation, the husband may not be mefer the nedarim. He's not considered inu nefesh. So, what? Exactly. It's not considered Bein Levena either. So there's no grounds to be made for these Nedarim. If she says, Sheini Osa Al Picha, she says, I can't get Hana from what you do as my husband, then the Lacha is Rabbi Akiva. Oh, my God, I skipped the line here, sorry. I'm good. Sheini Osa Al Picha, Eino Tzarech Lafer. You don't need to do Afara. That's not even Chal in the first place. But that's not even Chal in the first place if you say that Nether, that you, the husband, I can't get enough from you, the husband. That
no,
doesn't require.
It's the other way around. Is that she won't do anything for him?
Ah, sheinu osa picha. That I won't do anything
for
based
him,
on what you're saying.
Ah,
so that's not even chal such a nether.
No, but I have a question. So the
because
husband she cannot be mafer any nether. Only inu nefesh and v'no levana.
Right.
That's it.
So that's, again, the Mishnah says, she'enu osa picha, that I won't do anything for you, she says, there are enu tarach lafer, you don't need to be made for that because she's already mishabed. She has to. She has an obligation to serve him. Rabbi Akiva adds, no, omer yefer, a person should still, a husband really should still be made for why? Shema tadif alav, yosim naroila. But let's say she does actions more than she has to, more than her obligation. So that surplus will be b'chal another. That surplus is not going to be part of the obligation. So therefore, to play it safe, she should be made for this nether. And then comes along Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer Yefer Shem Yigashenu v'ti asur alav. I think we saw this in the Gemara in Kesubas as well. That he should, she be made for it, because let's say she's divorced, and then she'll be usher to the next person. No, then she'll be usher to him. He'll be usher to her. He'll be usher to her.
They can't remarry.
Ah, that's fine. They can't remarry each other. Interesting, because after she gets divorced, then Mimela, the nether, will be chal. And when the nether's chal, then they no longer get married.
It's not, there's no connection to when they get divorced, so you won't be able to collect all the surplus that she did.
What do you mean?
I forgot, but on the October or somewhere, that when they get divorced, so he has rights from the rechush. I don't know what kind of rights, but if she makes another now, so he cannot get that rechush after the divorce, not in regards if she will come back and then she's no good. Not such an Indian.
I don't remember. If you go to Amud Beis for a second to the Ran, we'll come back to the Gemara, but look at the Ran. The Ran explains his mission for us. The Ran, two lines down on Pei Hei Amud Beis, he quotes from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Omer Yefer Shemetadif Alav Yosim Naroila. Rabbi Akiva says he should be made for the nether, perhaps she might do more than she was obligated to him, and that's going to be us, or that surplus. So the Ran explains the Kasava Rabbi Akiva, the Hadafa Didahi, any surplus is hers, the Chal Alav Nidra, and that the nether will be Chal, the Halo Mishab Delay, that extra surplus is not considered his. That's why Rabbi Akiva advises one do Hafar. He's able to be Mayfair because it's considered, even though it's not Inu Nefesh, it's still considered things there between the two of them. What about Tanakama? Why do they not require Hafar in this case? Tanakama Lochaish Lahachi, they were not concerned with this surplus. Mishum Disfirle, the Hadafa Namididehu. Even the surplus is considered the husband's, and that the nether won't be Chalon. The Hayadafa, says the Ran, Hainu Shetadif Al Mashe Paskul Lochachamim, what she does more than what that which the Chachamim decides that she does, lasos lebaila the hainu misheka chamishloim kedisa beverek alpha pitik work. So it tells us the value of what she's meshubat. Yeah, that's part of the thing. So they're different.
So when they get divorced,
probably was once ten. Okay, the Gemara said that rather let's go to the Ran more. The Ran says Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer Yefer Shemigar Shenu v'Tiatzur al Achzerlo. Oh, that's a different gears than we had in the Mishnah. Okay, but that's what you're saying, Harry. That they can't get remarried, or if they get remarried, it'll be usher. Says the Ran, the sphere later, Yochanan ben Nuri Katanakama. He holds the Tanakama, the Hadafa Nami Debal. Even surplus is the husband's.
Yeah, that's the only reason he has to make for his issue, so she'll be able to come back.
No, well, exactly. Hilkach Mishim Hadafa in Tzarech Lafev. For the surplus reasons, there's no need for that, because right. He holds like the Tanakama. Surplus is his, and there's no nether in the first place. Elishemir Garshenu, perhaps he's going to divorce, or if he had nether chal Mishagarshu. Once they get divorced, then the nether's going to be chal. Eina Mishubadish Lal Maisyade, and then her obligations will, she will not be Mishubat him anymore. V'tehei Asur Lachzer Lo, and then she'll be also to remarry him, the Fisha Nesar B'maisyade, because she can't do any actions for him anymore. V'yefshar Lo Lizar It's impossible to marry a woman to make sure she doesn't grind for you, she doesn't cook for you, it's impossible.
So just in case that you get divorced, only for that you need to be mayfir, because if you want to go come back, no problem.
But Tanakama says the Ran. Tanakama holds. The Ran continues. Polygala, Tanakama argues in Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Imishim de los Firlei de Mahanya Hafar, Lachim Garishla. Either he's going to say that the Hafar won't be effective for when she gets divorced. When she gets divorced, even though there was a Hafar when they were married, that Hafar will not still affect afterwards. It's not going to work at all. Nether's going to kick back in. Or Imishim Dinad the Gufay came the Hashalokhal Kamay Namilokhal. Or he holds, since right now when they're married, the Neder Zachal, it will not be able to be rehabilitated, it won't come back to life after they get divorced. For one of those two reasons, either he's very Machmir or very Makel. And therefore that's how Tanakama argues. Okay, back to the Gemara and Pehe. Yeah. Right. Oh, we only have 15 minutes. Oh, boy. Okay, the Gemara says now in the bottom of Pehe and Aleph, Amar Shmuel.
It doesn't look too complicated because it's only one side.
Okay, let's give it a shot. Amar Shmuel, right. Most of it, I guess, was the previous page. Amar Shmuel, the bottom of Pehe Haman Aleph. Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. Pasuk like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, that we have to do the Hafara when they're married in case they get divorced. Lemeimer, to say the Kasav Shmuel, this must assume that Shmuel holds, who just passed like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that Shmuel paskins that Adam Makdish Davar Shel Baal Yolam, a person able to Makdish something that has not yet come into the world. They haven't got divorced yet, but you still have to do Hayahafara to preempt what's going to happen later on that doesn't exist yet. Is that really true? You have to do something before, you can create something before it exists? Mi Makdish Shem before it exists? Or Mini? Hamakdish Maisya de Isha, a husband is Makdish the actions of his wife, who she hasn't yet done before Davar Shel Baal Yolam, Harezu Osev Ochelas. Exactly, very good. So she could continue to do work, and she could get Hana, and the Kedush is not Chal on this, because of Amosa, any surplus, Remeir Omer Hekdesh of Yochanan Sandler Omer Chulin. The surplus is Machlokas, whether it's Chalna, but again, the actual actions of what she does, everyone agrees, is going to be chulin. Second here. The white or chulin here. Again, the nether, he says again, that I'm being makdish all the actions of my wife. She could still eat, she could still rather work and enjoy, get hana from any of her ma'asiyadeha. Because the Baal has no right to do that. The Baal doesn't have that ability. But the surplus which goes to him, it's talking about a situation where she opts out. She doesn't want to be fed by him. She'd rather work on her own. Normally the halacha is that he feeds her and she works. The work, the parnasa she makes goes to the husband. In this case, she says, I want to work on my own. So she works off her own. She pays for herself and she works for herself. But any surplus that she does is supposed to go to the husband. So the machlokas here, but that Mosar, Rebbe says that Mos is going to be hektish. In the hektish will be chal, even though it doesn't yet come into the world just yet. But Rabbi Yochanan Sandler holds.
He may hold that it's hektish when she dies. Once she dies, and he's yours.
That's the point. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know if everybody agrees with that.
I see the Ran saying that. Okay, the Ran says that. After he dies, he's yorish and becomes hektish. Yochanan Sandler holds no, it's chulin because a person may not be makdish davar shelo bal yolam, and since the actions of his wife hasn't yet come into the world, it's not chal. And what's the halacha by that case of makdish yidei ishto? So Amar Shmuel Gemara says halacha k'rabbi Yochanan Sandler, who holds that it's a chulin alma ein al the makdish davar shelo bal yolam. So there's a stira. Shmuel says by the davar hektish that person may not be makdish something that's not bal yolam, but when it came to our situation of our Mishnah here, he passed on Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that person can be made for, should be made for his wife's, because Shem Yigar Shena, they might get divorced. He's trying to create something that doesn't exist just yet.
Is that something comparable?
That doesn't sound comparable to me. I'm hoping the Gemara is going to point it out.
Right,
Hafar is preempting something, not creating
right,
something.
Right, creating something that's not there. It's just in case it happens.
Yeah. Let's see what the Gemara says. V'chitem, if you're going to suggest, maybe the Gemara says, Ki kamra halach Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, when he passed on Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, ha'dafa hu de kamra. It's only by the Hadafa, that by the Hadafa it's not Chal, but maybe in general it will be Chal. I'm not sure why it makes such a chiluk, but let's just see.
So, going back to before. So we learned before that if she says any Yochel ve'ini...
Any Yochel ve'ini...
It only goes on the five slime, and then the rest still belongs to him, or she keeps everything?
Well, I guess...
That he still has right, or
well, I guess what you were saying from the Ran that she keeps everything, but when she dies, that surplus goes to him.
Right, that's what it would seem.
Right.
Okay.
So let's read the Ran here. The Ran says three wide lines down. V'chi tema ki kamer halacha k'rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri ha'al hadafu dukamer. We pass like him only with respect to the surplus. B'mai de palag leder b'kiva. Damer b'kiva yefer mishim d'hadafa. D'sfir leder b'kiva. Hadafa di day hava. Viu palagalad di mishum hadafa in tachla hafer. The hadafa nami de balhi. Balachud hu de amr shmuel lachar biyokim inur. Avamai de amr yefer lo sri le kavasei. So back to the previous mission about Nedarim, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, maybe when he says you require hafara, he's only referring to the hadafa that the wife does. But maybe the stam neder that she takes, that does not require hafara, just like Rabbi Kiva, because maybe it's never chal, exactly. It's only by the surplus, and therefore it would be consistent with this mission as well here. And Gemara says, if that were the case, the Gemara should have said, Shmuel should have said, Lei mahalacha kebiyochan benuri behadafa. He should have clarified it and qualified that only by hadafa do we hold like Rabbi Yochanan benuri. But the way he presented it, it sounds like across the board we hold like Rabbi Yochanan benuri, even not by the hadafa. Or Inami, he should have said halacha kitanakam, or Inami halacha bikiva, should have passed like one of the other opinions. But the fact that he passed just across the board, like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, tells us that person can be makdish davar shelo bal yolam. So we have a stira. So Ella, Amr of Yosef, Rav Yosef explains. Shiny konmos, hol v'adam oser peros chaveru alav, oser nami davar shelo bal yolam. Alav. No, the world in a dharma is very, very different. Very different when it comes to the world in the Dharma. When it comes to other things like being Makdish, the Ishto, Ein Echanami Shmuel Paskins, Ein Other Makdish Davar Shalom Bel Yolam. But by Neder, we allow things to be Chal. Why? Just like I could create an Isser on David's farm, it's not my, I only buy this for that, I could still create such an Isser. So too, I could create an Isser something that doesn't exist. We have a lot more leniencies for allowing the Dharma to be Chal, even though there's no buy list.
So we're saying that what's so the reason why we're holding the lecha is the nuri is because
the world of the Torah works differently. You don't require bailus. You don't need ownership. You don't need the chefs to be in this world for the neder to be chal, for the hafar to be chal.
And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that the hadafa is hers.
Yochanan ben Nuri is not talking about hadafa anymore. We that was a suggestion, a v'chitema, fleeting thought we had. But we weren't really working with that. Okay, he holds across the board.
Right,
Rabbi Kiva holds.
So then Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Adafa is hers anyways. And the only reason why we are actually Mefer is because maybe Garshen. Yes.
Exactly.
Okay.
The Gemara now says, Amar Abai says, Bishma Adam Osa Peres Chaver Olav. I understand why I can answer David's fruits, Cherry Adam Osa Peres of Al Chavero. Because I could also create my own fruit, make my own fruit officer to somebody else, so I could also make his fruit officer to me. That kind of works back and forth. Why does that work exactly that way? Aha, okay. So the Ron explains, I'm not sure we have time for this, but I mean, it has to be in someone's rishus. Either my food or my rishus, or his food or his rishus. Somebody has to have bailus to this. Someone has to have bailus, not me per se. But Ella Gemara continues. Ella yes, a davar shelo bal yolam al chavero. Shein adam oser peres chavero al chavero. But I shouldn't be able to aser fruit that don't exist on my friend because I can't aser his fruit to some other friend. I can't say Harry can't have the davar's fruit. I have no right to do that. I can only do myself, either the fruit exists in the world or someone else's fruit. I can't do two other people. Davar she'eino bal yolam, something that's not in the world, is like me asking Harry from David's fruit. That's too far removed. So you can't make an equation. You can't necessarily prove, rather, that davar, a person can be makdish davar by minudarim.
So it's saying, Ella, if you're saying that the reason why, right, why you can't answer friends, your friends' fruit and yourselves, because you can answer your own fruits to him, right? Yes, or davar sheloba leolam al chaveiro. Why? Because he can answer davar sheloba leolam himself.
They were saying, Shari, ain't other. I shouldn't be able to answer something that's not in the world.
Right, but the question is, if you're telling me that in konamos is different because you can answer yourself to yourself davar sheloba leolam, you should be able to also to do it to your chaveiro, and you can't.
Exactly, you can't. And therefore you can.
I shouldn't be able to make
an aser davar shelo be'al yolam. It's too far removed.
You should not be able
should
to.
Should not be able
right?
to. Exactly.
It's not comparable.
Exactly.
Okay.
So Gemara then says, Ella Amar Rav Huna Bray Dev Yeshua Bomeres Yikteshu Yadai Laoseim Yadayim.
We learned this already.
We saw these things elsewhere. It must have been in Gemara Ksubas. Rav Huna rather says, where she said, we're going back to the previous case of the woman's nether. When does this piece end, by the way?
Keeps going.
One of these could die. We have 5 minutes. Let's see what we can do here. So rather, she says, Bo meres yikteshu yadai, yadai las lo'osein. The yadayim ha isnu abolam. So we're explaining as follows. When Shmuel says a person, Shmuel really agrees, a person cannot aser a neder that doesn't exist yet. But here is a situation, our Mishnah by Nedar, which is referring to her hand, which do exist. She's not referring to the neder that doesn't exist, but her hand. Any of these hands will create, that neder will be chal. And since the yadayim are in this world, it's considered davar shebe'olam. And that's why the neder is chal, and that's why the hafar is chal in previous Mishnah.
So a second. So here she's saying, "Ikatshu yadai alecha torbal."
Torbal, exactly.
That's the case of our Mishnah.
Exactly, and since yadaim are isnai ba'olam,
so it's not davar shelo ba'leolam.
Exactly, right.
1 second. So the Tanakama says.
Tanakama said that there's no need for afara because she had no right. Those yadaim, I guess, are still meshubedes to him.
Okay, 1 second. So he says that. Why would he say that? Because everything is meshubedes to him.
Right.
And it has nothing to do with davar shelo ba'olam. It's just that it just doesn't fall.
Exactly.
And we go back to the Ram that says that either he cannot. Right. Okay.
And then on this line, the Gemara says, "V'chi amra hachi." Wait a second. When she says this, that her yadayim are going to be aser. Now, yadayim are in this world. V'chi amra hachi kadsha. Does it really work? V'ha mishabden yadei lebal. But her hands are mishubedes to the husband. She has no right to be makdish her own hands.
Because there's no moser here.
Is that what?
I think there's not an Indian of moser even.
What do you mean moser?
Adaf, I'm sorry, not moser.
Sorry?
When she says that, there is no adafa. There is no...
No adafa. Oh, that means mimosa like that. Oh,
yeah.
Right,
I mean, that's a question.
Well, even before that, I don't think the adafa is the problem right now. We're just saying she has no right to make any such nether on a property that she doesn't own. I can't be makdish your property. So her own property, even though it's her...
But if we say that the adafa is hers, then it is part hers.
Yeah. You say the adafa of the adaim.
Right.
Is she that has that right?
Should be a Tanakama. What?
Okay, so either way, I'm not sure about how to view Hadafa, but at this stage,
right.
Again, the way we understand the Mishnah was that really she's being makdish her own hands. And her hands are in this world, so it's not a problem of davar shelo ba'olam. It's in the world. But then the Gemara says, wait a second, her hands are not her hands. Her hands are really her husband's hands. And she cannot be makdish her own her husband's hands. So the nether won't be chal in the first place. There's nothing even to even talk about. And Gemara says, no, she says, the amra l'chi megarsha. When she says, when I get divorced, then when my hands will be in my own jurisdiction, then my nether will be chal on that point. The Gemara says, I don't care. But hashem mi'as lo megarsha. But right now, in the current state, she's not divorced and she has no right to her hand, so she can't be makdish yadayim. It's davar shelo ba'al yolam. Let's keep going. Rather, I'll just read two more lines. Umimai dechi amra hachim hanya. And how do you know when you say such a language that it will be effective? Because right now, she doesn't own her hands.
You'd ask the question. Maxim Rishonim, Imid Lobe Mikrash, Piresh, another Yahol Rak, Laharshatit Garesh, Ketsatamaria Kibash, another Had Alamotar, Afilu, Differentiated Garesh.
Let's pick up with this tomorrow, I guess. We're in the middle of this conversation about the Makdish Yadayim. Okay, fine.